Good evening and welcome to International Masterminders Blog Talk Radio Show. Thank you for joining COMTO Palm Beach County's Week in Transportation Show. COMTO is the Conference of Minority Transportation Officials and was founded in 1971. COMTO Palm Beach County Chapter is pleased to bring you a Week in Transportation. And tonight, my co-host Bruce Guyton, Ann McNeil, and our guest co-host, Marius Boyd, have a number of guests that's going to talk to you about transportation and opportunities in transportation. But before I turn it over to our guests and our guest host, I would like to take a moment to invite my president of Palm Beach County COMTO Chapter to share with you about COMTO and Palm Beach County. Bruce?
While we're waiting for the president to come on, this is Ann McNeil, and I am so very excited. Also, I'd like to go ahead and share about COMTO Week. Is that all right, Laverne?
Certainly, man. Go ahead. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. Well, COMTO Week basically includes the fact that we have an opportunity to share on a national basis our Palm Beach County COMTO Chapter local activities, and this is in an effort to bolster our membership. Our goal is to enhance and increase our membership benefits, and so this week we're focusing on a membership campaign, and this campaign will improve our local chapter effectiveness. And every year, all of the chapters throughout COMTO National are expected to focus on branding, marketing, and encouraging people and organizations to focus on the fact that transportation really is the way of the future if you plan to have an increase in your quality of life. And so with that, Laverne, we'll go back to the president of our Palm Beach County. So, Bruce?
Thank you very much, Ann. Thank you very much. My name is Bruce Guyton, as been indicated, and I have the distinct honor and pleasure to serve as the president of the Palm Beach County Chapter. And let me just say up front, too, we are fortunate tonight to have the top leadership of our chapter on this call. I serve as the president, and McNeil serves as the first vice president. Laverne Blackwood served as the second vice president, and the one and only Marius Boyd serves as the third vice president. So I'm happy to have the leadership of the Palm Beach County chapter on this call this evening. For those who are not familiar with COMTO, as indicated, it's the Conference of Minority Transportation Officials, and was founded in 1971 to provide a forum for minority professionals in the transportation industry. The Palm Beach County chapter now has branched out to support and advocate for those outside of the industry as well, women and minorities trying to see contracts, trying to get your foot in the door with government. COMTO Palm Beach County is here to support you. The mission is to ensure opportunities and maximize participation in the transportation industry and other industries for minority individuals, businesses, and communities of color through advocacy, information sharing, training, education, and professional development. COMTO vision is to serve as an advocate for minority inclusion in all aspects for all industries. The organization membership includes individuals, groups, transportation agencies, private sector corporation, nonprofit organization, and historically underutilized businesses. Laverne, back to you.
Thank you, Bruce. So, as you see, we're a little chapter with just big things going on. And we thank everyone for joining us tonight, our listeners and our guests. And without further ado, I just want to welcome our guest host, Mr. Marius Boyd. Marius, tell us a bit about yourself and what you're going to do for the show today. Our show segment today is Opportunities in Transportation. Marius, welcome to the show.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Laverne. Absolutely. Thank you for all the members of COMTO and everybody that's in participation here with this evening's podcast. I am Marius Boyd. I'm your host for this evening's presentation of the 2018 COMTO Week. As a result, before we actually get started, I would like to just start off with a moment of prayer, just giving God all the glory first. So, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you today. Lord, we just worship your name. We give you all the glory, and we give you all the praise. Lord, thank you for the guidance. Thank you for the fellowship. Thank you for the allowing us the opportunity to commune with you and just being right there by our side. For we know that with you, anything and everything is possible. For without you, we don't know where we will be. For Lord, we give you all the glory. In your precious name we pray. Amen. So with this, I am Marius Boyd. I am the co-host of this evening's COMTO presentation for 2018. A little bit about myself is that I'm the president and owner of MDB Services. We are currently a fuel provider for the public transportation sector. We provide propane, gasoline, and diesel for public transportation needs. In addition to, we also have a powerful team of professionals that are also here with us tonight. We have Freddie Boyd, who's the owner and CEO of Pine View Living. We also have Ronald Williams, retired military veteran. We have Portia McMasters, who's the president and CEO of P&R Capital Enterprises. And we also have Dwayne Phillips, who's an associate of Mercedes-Benz of South Orlando.
Thank you, Marius, and welcome all our guests. We're really excited to learn about what you guys are doing in the industry and how transportation has, you know, helped you, or the opportunities in transportation has helped you along the way. So, Marius, over back to you.
Absolutely. What I would like to do is just take the moment to ask for our special guest of this evening's podcast is to basically be able to ask a couple of questions and just kind of open it up and see what your discussion, see what we can articulate in regards to our communications as far as being leaders in our prospective industries and in our own communities. So with the first question, I'd like to just kind of open it up and say that what was the most important decision you made as a leader of your particular organization or industry?
Okay, Marius, would you like Portia to start with that? How about Portia? Maybe Portia can start us off.
Absolutely. Portia, would you like to start us off with that, please?
Absolutely. Again, my name is Portia McMasters. I'm the owner of P&R Capital Enterprises. I'm a direct lending resource for businesses, and especially love working in the transportation industry. And that is how I met several people of this organization, especially Marius, who invited me to come on this call. So thank you for having me. The most important decision that I made as a leader of an organization is I got involved in the membership department of the Turnaround Management Association. It gave me the ability to meet local business owners and also leaders in my field as well, which is finance. And so that allowed me to be able to network with people who are my peers in the organization, and also have people as a part of an organization as well to drum up the membership. So it allowed me to assist other businesses with what I do in the finance industry. And I believe that networking is a very big part of what we do. And that's how I met a lot of people in this organization as well. So, again, thank you for having me be a part of this organization as well.
Absolutely. Thank you, Portia, for that response. That was very insightful, very insightful. Freddie Boyd, if you wouldn't mind, if you can share with us the same question, what was your most important decision you made as a leader of the industry or your particular organization. And are you there, Mr. Boyd? Not a problem. Mr. Ronald Williams, are you there, sir? Mr. Ronald Williams, are you there?
Hello, can you hear me?
Okay. Absolutely, Ron. Thank you for chiming in there. Ron, I'll just repeat the question for you. The question was, what was the most important decision you made as a leader of your organization?
First, let me introduce myself. I'm Ronald Williams, retired Sergeant First Class of the U.S. Army of the prestigious 82nd Airborne Division. And the question at hand is, I would say the most important thing I did was to always put others first. I understood that service, any service with any organization, is the life and the blood for its success and for its foundation and its for outreach as well. To be able to make an impact in lives, in the communities and things. So I would definitely have to say that was my most important decision as a leader in the organization, was to always to be looking out for others, serving others, and putting others first.
Absolutely. That's a great answer, Ron. Definitely thank you for sharing those thoughts with us. We definitely appreciate it. If we can, Mr. Freddie Boyd, are you there on the line as well? Probably having some technical difficulties with Mr. Freddie Boyd. Mr. Dwayne Phillips, are you there on the line? Mr. Dwayne Phillips, are you there on the line?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Absolutely. If you could just introduce yourself, if you could introduce yourself briefly, and we'll go back to the question here shortly, okay?
Sure. This is Dwayne Phillips. I'm an associate over at Mercedes-Benz South Orlando. I started in the automotive industry 30 years ago. I started with Chrysler Corporation, and I represented in a parts distribution. It was Chrysler, Ford, and General Motors. And I became a union rep. And through that, supplying parts all over the world, I noticed that by being a rep, keeping a team meant. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay.
We can hear you.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. It mean a lot when you have a lot of people together. And basically it was unity that kept everything going strong. And I noticed as representing different employees there on the job, it was quite challenging, but at the same time, you always want to put your best foot first. And so after so many years of negotiating contracts and doing various things with groups of people, I noticed in numbers there is power. And so I decided to start a nonprofit organization. And through the nonprofit, it was Global Restoration Community Development. And what it focus on was the youth of tomorrow. And through working as a leader and working with people, it was amazing that you're dealing with transportation, because the focus was trying to also get people that's less fortunate transportation, and having certain car dealerships donate certain cars that was trade in and give them to the people that's going off to college and different things like that, because it was a write-off. So I contacted several automobile places, and it was quite successful. And so, therefore, I just know that anything that you put your mind to as being a leader, the thing is collectively having a team, and everyone has a talent, and you find out what strong talent in each individual, and you take it as a team, and you use that strength. And so, therefore, collectively, you can do anything with a strong team and having the faith to do it. And just kind of just give you a little sum. But I just want to say that I think that this is great, and I look forward to the rest of this conference. And that's it.
Absolutely. Definitely thank you, Dwayne, for that insight. I realize that there's an individual that we had not had an opportunity to speak with. Let me just give him a chance to see if he's not having any technical difficulties, if he's available. Mr. Freddie Boyd, are you back on the line?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Absolutely.
Hello?
If you wouldn't mind giving us a brief can you hear us, Mr. Boyd?
Yes.
Absolutely. If you give us a brief introduction in regards to who you are and what you do, and we'll ask the question shortly afterwards.
Okay. Well, my name is Fred Boyd. I am located here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, or based here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and we provide assisted living services for seniors that have the early to mid and late stages of Alzheimer's. We also do supportive home care, where we go out into the community and provide non-medical services to individuals in their own homes. So I've been doing this for the last 18 years, been networking with a number of officials within the state of Wisconsin to help me stay in line with all the new changes with the rules and regulations that come into play. And luckily, just being part of a good networking group where we have been deficiency-free, and just with the ongoing education and training and introducing new individuals and new employees that are looking to get into the healthcare field with the necessary training and knowledge and the education in order for them to be successful at what they do.
Absolutely. Thank you for that information in regards to your background there, Mr. Boyd. The question for tonight's conference, for tonight's podcast, is this: what was the most important decision you made as a leader of your organization? And did we lose you there, Mr. Boyd?
Oh, I thought that was to the entire group. One of the most important decisions that I had to start with was myself understanding and believing in my vision, and also measuring up my vision with my passion in order for me to stay successful and be doing what I'm doing for the long term. This wasn't just a short, quick type thing, but it was something that I have a passion in doing, and also sharing my vision and passion with others that support me in this vision in order for us to sustain all these years and a couple of decades now. And I think that was my biggest decision of explaining my vision and selling that vision so everyone would understand my purpose and where I'm trying to go and what difference I'm looking to make within the healthcare industry.
Absolutely. Definitely thank you for that information there, Mr. Boyd. We really appreciate it. Ms. Portia McMasters, here's our second round of questions. What has been your greatest source of inspiration as you set out to grow your business?
Okay. Well, thank you for that, Marius. And I'll back up just a little bit because I did go through in little more detail about what I do as a direct lending resource. I'm a direct commercial lending resource consultant for small to medium-sized businesses that are seeking to grow or maintain their businesses through access to working capital. I work with startup companies to establish companies from typically $250,000 in annual revenue up to $50 million or more in annual revenue. And what I do is I can provide those small to medium-sized businesses with resource to capital, which is what a lot of businesses need. And my greatest source of inspiration as I was seeking to grow my business is all the small business owners that I have seen grow their businesses. As a lender, you look from the inside out, and I was inspired to do the same thing and step on my own and start my own business when I was working for other companies. So I would definitely say that seeing all the small businesses and helping them grow through financing was the largest part of my inspiration, helping businesses every day. So I love to help the small to medium-sized businesses, and that's been, like I said, biggest part of my inspiration.
Absolutely. Definitely thank you, Portia, for your passion and insight from coming from the financial world. Definitely appreciate it in regards to that. Mr. Ronald Williams, our U.S. veteran, our Army. What has been your greatest source? What has been your greatest source of inspiration as you set out to grow your particular business? Mr. Ronald Williams, are
I'm
you
here.
There?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me? What I would have to say is a two-part question for me. The one is my son and my daughter, and I'll give a quick story. My son passed away in the middle of playing. He had a great growing basketball career while he was in high school. He was working very hard. And I would say my wife is too, because she fought breast cancer and was victorious over that that animal. And to do that, she came out of putting our son away, creating a foundation in his so that his legacy can carry on. And as well, she authored her own book. She did everything, all the groundwork and everything for. And I would say both of them was my inspiration, because one is my son was talented, gifted. But more than that, he had a sickening work ethic. I mean, my son would go out and dribble the basketball in the rain for hours at a time to sharpen his craft. And then my wife going through what she went through. So I would say that those would be my two greatest sources, because I want to – leave legacy behind, and I know that you can't do that without a great work ethic, being focused every day in, day out, so that you can leave a print that can carry on, so someone else can pick up the torch and move forward with it. But you have to do something. I believe that a man should not work for his first name, but work for his last name, so that it may linger on, and to encourage others. So that would be my source, sir.
Absolutely. Definitely, Ronald. Thank you for that information as well. Much appreciated. Mr. Dwayne Phillips, the question is this. What has been your greatest source of your inspiration as you set out to grow your business?
Helping others to achieve their goals. I've always been a people's person, and what really gets me to strive and to do better, even for myself, is to do for others and see others achieving. And whether it be giving a person that don't have food, something to eat, a person not able to get the medicine they need, and trying to provide ways to get them medicine, water, clothing. That's been my greatest inspiration, is to make life better for others. You have so many people in urban areas and they fall short of the SATs, the ACT testing, and to always try and find resources to make these type of things available for them, to where the numbers can improve and you can have more African Americans being able to go to some of the Ivy League colleges or just being able to go into universities and just actually just being prepared to take these tests so they can move farther and they can, have a good career.
Absolutely. Yes. Definitely thank you for that answer there, Mr. Dwayne Phillips. We definitely appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And last but not least, Mr. Freddie Boyd, what has been your greatest source of inspiration as you set out to grow your business?
Well, one is definitely my parents. As growing up, I was seeing them and watching them, how they struggled and sacrificed to, give my brothers and myself a college education that they never had a chance to experience themselves. And I just didn't want to go through and be like a disappointment in their eyes. But a number of inspiration pieces throughout the last 18 years have come into play. Is one is the gratitude that I get from providing and being of service. And if I can just share a short story with you real quick. When I was in high school, we had to take these aptitude tests, and my mindset at that time was I wasn't really into testing. I didn't care what the answer is. I'll just circle something just because nothing else to do because I was bored and I wasn't really taking the test seriously. So one day, my guidance counselor, after taking this test, he called me into his office and he looked at my test and the scoring and however they were scoring it, and he was telling me, based off of that test, this is the type of career, this is the type of job that would be most suitable for you. And when he told me that, something struck a strong chord in me at that point in time. And I was like, oh, I got to get my act and everything together. So I knew that I did not want to be that profession that or in that field that he was told me that I was going to be most suitable for, because I knew in my heart of hearts that wasn't for me. Well, to make a long story short, after he told me that, I buckled down. I studied hard. I went on to college and everything, been in the healthcare, have an assisted number of assisted living facilities here in Wisconsin. And now to this day, that same guidance counselor who was my guidance counselor, I'm taking care of him in one of my facilities as we speak. So just from him telling me what he thought I should be or based off of the aptitude test, that has been one of the strong, strong
I think we lost him, Marius. So if you want to go on with another one of the guests, I'm back.
I guess something happened there. I had a little bit of technical difficulties there. But definitely thank you for sharing that inspiration, that moment of enlightenment there, Mr. Freddie Boy. We definitely appreciate that. For our next round of questions, I'm going to start with you again, Ms. Portia McMasters. Are there any others that joined you along the way as a personal and or professional advocate, muses, or creative partners that helped as a critical moment along your journey in business?
Thank you for the question, Marius. And yes, I would be remiss if I didn't mention that my family obviously was a big part of me being able to start my business and to provide me the support of being able to do that as a small business. If you don't have the help of others with that, with your family and, of course, your friends, it is hard to do that. But also being a part of multiple organizations actually also helped me along the way. I have so many colleagues that helped me start my business and introduce me to other people and other opportunities out there in this arena. I would have never been able to explore if I had not known those individuals. So as I mentioned before, networking is a very big part of our business, introducing you to those small to medium-sized businesses, helping you grow. I actually grew through those others who helped me get my start in this business. But even though some of those people were my competitors, we've always remained friendly competitors in this business as well and help each other out through referrals and introductions. So, and sometimes we even send business to each other. So, you know, I would say that a big part of it is also just networking with others as well.
Absolutely, Portia. Definitely thank you for sharing your thoughts and your inspiration in regards to those who have helped you along the way. Mr. Ronald Williams, same question for you, sir. Are there others that joined you along the way as a personal or professional advocates, muses, or creative partners that helped at the critical moment along your journey in business?
Absolutely. Especially in my years in the military, especially my early part of the years, I was getting leaders from all different types of walks and backgrounds, and you know, you have to take the good with the bad. And I believe one of the guests talked about earlier about the teamwork. I think Mrs. Duane talked about that. And I tell you what, teamwork is very vital because no one hits or are successful by themselves. So having advocates, having muses, having creative partners, you'll get all those being in those Army ranks. And I can remember one young man till this day right now. He's an Army aviator. He's still currently serving. And his name was, what was the gentleman's name? Patrick Baker. When I was in E6, I got him as an E3, a private first class. He come to me, probably the most sharpest soldier I ever met. But what he taught me, is that in order for me to be in a functional and successive leader, you cannot always have the best of soldiers. Because you have to have, a knife has to have a stone run across it in order for it to be sharp. You know, so you definitely got to have people that go along the way. As I mean, I can go down the list. My wife is definitely one of my solid foundational people and partner who partnered me with everything. She's been there from the small businesses I've created. I mean, from the days where it was me and her carrying the mops and buckets, or it was me and her carrying the ladders and the pressure washers. So it's always, you're going to have somebody. That's one thing. You're going to have to always have somebody that's going to have your back, and those people are so vital and important to the process. And with those people like that, you have to take care of them. You have to do above and beyond what you can for them, because they're there cheering you on when things are not going right, when things are not going his way, when it's not working out for you. Maybe even when you're losing an account, they still tell you keep doing what you're doing. It's going to hit gold. So definitely. Thank you for the question.
Absolutely. Definitely. Thank you, Mr. Ronald Williams. Definitely appreciate your insight and so forth in regards to being able to respond to that question. Definitely. Thank you. Thank you. Mr. Duane Phillips, same question for you, sir.
Yeah.
Are there any others that joined you along the way as a personal or professional advocate, muses, or creative partner that helped at a critical moment along your journey in business?
Yeah, I want to say Jaina Sarita. Jaina Sarita. She helped me. She's a city councilman for Compton, California. And I started my nonprofit, and I had it was really, you know, I love playing sports and baseball, and through sports at this park, Jackie Robinson Stadium, and it's Gonzales Park, and so I had told her, I said, you know, the park I revisit as I got older, and I said, this park doesn't exist no more, and I said, if it wasn't for this park in the sports program, then I probably would have been in trouble or been into a gang, and I probably wouldn't even be around, because it kept my mind so occupied in sports to where I didn't have time to just hang out and do the wrong things. And I said, we need to get this park back up and running. And so when I looked at her, she said, well, Dwayne, your faith, you know, you can achieve this, and I know it. And I said, well, I just need you guys' approval. But every time I kept going, she kept saying, well, you know, you can do it. You know, you have the passion to make this happen. And so I went and got a contractor, and they put a proposal together of the stadium. And before I knew it, the money was there, and the stadium is built and operating now, and a lot of kids have a chance to enjoy the stadium. But she gave me so much confidence from just what she was saying, and still today she still say, you know, you can do it. And so she was one, and Dominic Ford, he's my general manager over at Mercedes-Benz, and he's another one. Every time an event comes, you know, he always tell me, well, Dwayne, you're the one that's great with businesses. You know, you're the one that, you know, that seem to, you know, get out there on the golf course, and you seem to always, relate to all these people. So I'm sending you. So every time he keeps sending me out. And then one day I asked him, I said, you know, I noticed that you always send me out. He said, Dwayne, because some reason you don't seem to fear nobody. And what it is that these people have given me confidence. And sure, you know, through believing and having faith, and the worst thing in the world is go to a sponsor and say, hey, I need $1 million, you know. But I enjoy going, and when they tell me no, I just don't never hear them. I just seem to go right back and ask them again. And so it's just that through these people and motivating, and after a while you realize that, wow, these people are, you know, they're not that bad. And sometimes, you know, but these are two people that I like. It's Dominic Ford and Jana Sarita. There have been two people that's really been empowering me, and it's for a long time, and I appreciate them. Thanks.
Absolutely. Definitely thank you for that information there, Mr. Phillips. Definitely appreciate that. Mr. Freddie Boyd, same question for you, sir. Others, are there others that have joined you along the way as personal or professional advocates, muses, or creative partners that have helped at a critical moment along your journey in business?
Well, there's been one person that really sticks with me, and that is, it's my godmother. Her name is Mary Kelly. She was the nurse, and she is still a nurse. She has taught me a lot of the ins and outs of the whole healthcare industry. She, even though she's passed, but I still think of her, and she really pushes me spiritually to get through some of the tough moments, because there's a lot of times in this industry I throw my hands up in the air and be like, what did I get myself into? But something brings me all the way back to my purpose and my vision and everything. But definitely it would be Mary Kelly, who has been the foundation there for even starting the business of Pine View Living. So that would be it.
Absolutely. Thank you for that information there, Mr. Freddie Boyd, and God rest her soul. Next set for Ms. Portia McMasters. What setback served as a launch pad to breakthroughs for you? And also, did you grow as a professional and a person through that period of change?
Yes, thanks for the question, Marius. And obviously, as a small business, you have some struggles along the way. As an independent company, I've had to utilize, unfortunately, legal action with other companies. But sometimes that comes along with the territory. However, I know that it's sometimes a part of doing business with others. Without being a big company to back me, with their legal department, it was a big learning experience for me. However, I make sure now that my I's are dotted and my T's are crossed with any agreement that I have with other companies. And now I have my own outside legal department that I do work with before moving forward with doing business with others, just to get those reviewed. But, you know, that helped me to see a lot of things in business. It does happen sometimes, but it has helped me grow and learn through those experiences to build my business.
Absolutely, definitely. Thank you, Portia, for sharing your thoughts in regards to that. Mr. Ronald Williams, what setbacks served as a launch pad or breakthrough for you in your business? And most importantly, did you grow as a professional and as a person through that period of change?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I can remember very clear. I'm standing in front of my first sergeant. I went from the ranks from private to specialist. My first 19 months in the military. It was a fast track course for me at the time. I was moving pretty good. I was doing what I'm supposed to do as far as staying in shape, learning my MOS, which is the job that we do in our Army, the specific training that you get. So I was doing that. But what happened was, instead of telling the truth, I told a lie. And it cost me maybe months, I would even say years, of not getting that next promotion because of that bad report that I had in my file. So learning from that, it taught me, and even to this day, it changed me professionally and personally, is to not to lie. It's not to lie, because you start one lie, it takes a million infinities to continue to keep that lie alive, when you could have just learn from it, get over it, or tell the truth up front and keep moving forward. So it made me more disciplined, because you have to be more disciplined so that you know what tracks you're covering or what steps you're taking so that you don't have to lie. You know, so I think really that would be one of my setbacks that I can really clearly remember. And until this day, it keeps me staying with integrity in everything that I do through relationships, friendships, business transactions, when people are looking at me, when they're not looking at me. So all those things are very important.
Thank you for sharing that insight with us, Mr. Ronald Williams, because the power of life and death is in the tongue. For Mr. DeWayne,
absolutely.
Question for you. Are there lessons that you can share with young professionals, and maybe not even so young professionals, that want to set out on their own paths?
Yeah, the question, setbacks.
Let me rephrase that for you.
Okay.
Just because we're limited on time here, I want to make sure that everybody has a chance to complete with the round robin and conclude with Mr. Freddie Boyd. So I moved on to the next question.
Say it again.
No worries. Are there lessons that you can share with young professionals, and maybe not even so young professionals, that may want to set out on their own path? What lessons can you tell them?
Well, one, you have to put it in prayer. You have to follow your heart. And you have to have a dream. Then you have to put in the work and research. You have to do the work. You have to do the groundwork. But if you're ever going to be totally complete and happy, you're going to have to do the work that your heart desires. So you have to have faith. You have to network and communicate with others. You can't be envy about no one else. You have to be able to be listen and just don't always just only hear yourself. You have to be able to communicate and be a good team player. That's what I have.
Absolutely. Definitely. Thank you for that. Thank you for that, Mr. Dwayne. And last but not least, Mr. Freddie Boyd. The question for you is this: what does 2021 look like for you, and are you excited about the future?
I am definitely excited about the future because I'm able to look over what I've done, what I've accomplished, and I have no regrets of where I've been because every setback, every issue, every thorn in my side has made me become a better me, meaning that the good is good, but the bad also helps you mold and strengthen, and you sharpen your level of discernment as you go through life. Looking at 2021, you know, the future for not only for myself personally and also for the business itself, looking to expand in some other states within the United States. There's just upward and onward, and we're just going to keep pressing and moving forward with the vision. Yes, I would like to be able to help everyone, but I'm only able to do so much in the time frame that I do have. But that would be it. Yes, I am excited about 2021 with all the what's coming down the pike and what we have planned.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mr. Boyd, for sharing your vision with us. And for all of our future Comptonians, I would like to share our final words, and that is going to be a Proverb 29:18, where it reads best: where there is no vision, the people shall perish. But he that keepeth law, happy is he. So with that, I'd like to turn it over to the other executive members of the West Palm Beach Compto chapter. If we'd like to conclude this version of our podcast, it'll be greatly appreciated, and I'll turn the floor back over.
Thank you, Marius. This has been really a great opportunity to hear so many professional individuals talk about just their walk and give us some lessons in perseverance, how it's important to build characteristics that and discipline. You know, one of the great things about Comto and, you know, yesterday some of the guests talked about how important it is to build relationships. And some of that came out of this segment today with your guest, Marius. It was just really enlightening that, you know, we are taking away from this show a lot of tools, important tools, like understanding your purpose, staying focused, so that when opportunity comes knocking, you're equipped and you're ready to open the door and to seize the opportunity. I want to turn it over to Bruce Dighton, my president of our Comto Palm Beach County chapter. Bruce, you want to leave some words with our listeners and our guests, please?
Yes. Thank you very much, Laverne. I'd like to thank all of the guests this evening. It has been very, very enlightening, and certainly it's my hope that the listeners also benefited as much as I have. I'd like to remind everyone, the listeners and our guests, that Comto has chapters all over the nation, from L.A. to Detroit to Miami, Fort Lauderdale. So if you're not a member of one, and let me also say you can join more than one, so I would hope you'll consider joining the Comto Palm Beach County chapter as well as your home chapter. So thank you for coming this evening. We really appreciate you. And with that, I turn it back over to Laverne. Oh, let me just say, let me thank Marius for an outstanding job as the host. Thank you, Pa. Laverne?
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Bruce. Thank you very much to each and every one of our guests and our listeners tonight. This was an awesome show. Thank you again, Marius, and your team and your guests. You were awesome tonight, and I thank you. And would you want to close out with any last words before we get off the air, please?
I think one of the last words that resonates with me in the fact that you must have a vision, but you also must have a dream to have a dream come true. And this is a dream come true for many of us in the transportation industry, just the idea of being with entrepreneurs on the subject of small business opportunities in and outside of the transportation arena is something there for everyone. And just listening to the skill sets that are needed to succeed, which has been phenomenal during this show. So I want to encourage everybody to join us tomorrow as we talk about careers in transportation, and see you on the radio tomorrow.
All right. Thank you. And we're out. Have a good night. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.